You're on Energy Groove Radio. This is the Music Weekly. My name's Brad. This week, our guest is singer-songwriter and music producer Will Hyde out of Melbourne, who's celebrating the release of his new single called Boy. Will joins me on the line now. I believe from home in Melbourne. How are you, Will?
I'm good, thanks, Brad. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You are most welcome. Thank you for joining me. From what I understand, obviously you are at home, probably in lockdown at the moment.
Yes. I'm at home, so lots of studio time, a little bit of walking around the block, but yeah,
got to get those.
Pretty much my life at the moment.
Got to get those walks around the block in. Now, tell me about this single. How are you feeling now that it's finally out?
Yeah, I feel really excited about it. I think that I've been waiting to release music this year for a bit, so it's really cool to have that first song out. And you know, I think I'm sort of just continuing to build on my story, so I'm excited over the next 6 months to keep unfolding the chapters.
Yeah, tell me about this next body of work that we can hear from you. Boy is, from what I understand, the first taste of that. I'm assuming that there is something else in the works?
Yeah, so I have an EP coming in later this year. So I have my next project on the way. I think that it's a little bit more introspective, and I think that it shows a different side to me. Mm. And really builds on sort of what I'm trying to do as an artist, which is just sit in my own world and create my own world for people to come and land on, and hopefully they can relate to it and connect with what I'm saying. So yeah, I have a lot of new music on the way. I've got a new song coming very soon, within the next week. So,
oh wow,
yeah, very excited.
Now, well, this is the first single that we've had from you this year, as you just mentioned, following on from your last EP, which was With You In Mind. Tell us about your headspace and the circumstances that led you to start working on Boy.
Yeah, so Boy started 2 years ago when I was in Sydney, and I had just moved there. I was moving around quite a bit, and I was staying in my cousin's place, and it was a completely new environment. So I think that I had a lot of time to reflect on the past and who the person I was becoming. And so it sort of came from a session with Saris, who's another writer, and we just started talking about, you know, how much we've changed over the last years. And definitely for me, I can say that since, you know, leaving high school, I've definitely grown up a lot, and I feel like I've matured a lot in my views on the world, and it really came from that space. And so, yeah, I think hopefully people can take away the part of the song that, you know, it's okay to grow up and mature.
And what brought that move to Sydney? What was the circumstances around that?
Yeah, so I just left a group, and so I knew I wanted to do a solo project because I had so much to say, and I was sort of in a free fall because I didn't have any plans, but I was like, I know I want to get in the studio and write with a bunch of people and really continue to work on my craft as a writer. So I went to New Zealand, I went to Sydney, I went to Brisbane, and I just kept going around and pretty much working with like anyone I could get in with. And from there, I just had a bunch of songs, and yeah, it's cool because I feel like that chapter, I can connect to it. And I also have so many other songs that are coming out with that moment and with those reflections. So it's nice to finally have them in the world.
Well, it sounds like your solo career is quite creatively cathartic for you. Are you finding that working on your own songs is an overall very positive experience for you?
Yeah, I think that it's music in general has helped me grow so much, because so much of music is me putting myself outside of my comfort zone. Mm. And I think that being a solo artist, you know, it doesn't really get any better than that, because you're constantly being thrown into these new waters and new territories. And through that, my faith and just my belief that everything will be okay has improved so much. And I just feel a lot more comfortable with the unknown of what's going to happen. And that's only been a positive for me generally as a human.
Good. Now, the main, I guess, well, the one line that stands out to me in Boy is, if that boy were to meet me, I don't know if he'd like me. And I think that that is something that a lot of us could probably say about our younger selves when we look back, particularly the older you get. You kind of compare yourself to when you were younger to where you are now, and you kind of go, oh, I don't know what happened there. But what parts of your younger self do you think that he would like, looking at yourself now?
It's a really good question. And the funny thing is, I haven't really thought of that, because I think as humans, we focus so much on the negative and maybe the things that we could improve. So it's really interesting you asked that question. I would say the parts of me that he'd love is the fact that I'm a lot more confident with myself. I think throughout high school, I was always searching for that confidence, and I didn't really know how to find it, especially when simple things like talking to the girl I liked. Like, I didn't have the confidence to do that. And so I think now he'd be proud of me for like just putting myself out there in that sense. And I think generally he'd be proud of the progress I've made just with music. And I started out literally, you know, just in my bedroom making music, not knowing anyone. And so to be able to create this music and create these connections, I think he'd appreciate.
I think it's interesting you mentioned confidence, because I always look at musicians and artists and performers, and I'm in awe of the confidence it must take to be able to, you know, put something together that is so personal and put it out there to the world for everyone to you know, share, listen to, and even judge. So it surprises me that you say that you perhaps fought with your confidence earlier on.
Yeah, it's really interesting as well, Brad, because through this music process, I've had the chance to work with some people who I perceive as, you know, some of the best musicians potentially in the world. Like, they can just play anything and they can sing amazingly. But I think the thing with confidence is that it doesn't actually come from necessarily being great at something, because otherwise all these people should be confident. But I think it really comes from accepting that, you know, it's okay if I mess up. I don't have to be perfect. And for me, that's where it's really come from. And instead of trying to push away my fears and say, you know, oh, I'm going to do great, I'm going to kill it, you know what, it's okay if I don't kill it. And it's okay if I do kill it. I think that accepting whatever happens brings a lot of peace and a lot of self-confidence.
Do you find that there is a lot of pressure, in particular for people around your age, to compare yourself to other people, to compare your work with others, and I guess compare where you're going in life as well?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think, you know, social media is an interesting thing, because I think that it just magnifies, you know, insecurities we have within ourselves. And it makes it easier to see what other people are doing and compare yourself. And so I think in that sense, it makes it a little bit harder. I also think that just in general, in, you know, society, there's so many stereotypes of what type of roles we should fit into. And me coming out of high school, there was an expectation that I would go to like a 9-to-5 job. So I definitely think that, you know, pressure is something that can be really tough on, you know, anyone in life. And I think it just comes with following your heart. And when you find that place of doing what you actually love, all of those doubts and all of those fears sort of melt away about what people will think.
When you were making the video for this track, you've kind of collated together a lot of footage from your childhood growing up. I'm really interested to understand what that was like for you going through that footage. Did you have to talk to your family to see if they had any footage hanging around? I mean, I love the start where it's your first day of school, evidently, in 2005, which makes me feel incredibly old. But tell me about that process. What was that like?
Yeah, so that was really interesting, because I was sort of stumbling on, you know, a lot of old moments, and it sort of reminded me how much life I've sort of lived over the last years. Because sometimes when I perceive even the last 18 months with COVID, it can seem like this, and it can seem like, oh, maybe I haven't done as much as I thought. But digging up all those memories made me think, wow, like within a year, you can really achieve a lot as a human on this planet. And when it came to digging up the footage, I wasn't sure I'd find anything. And that was something that worried me because mom didn't take as much like video. She took a lot of photos. But we managed to dig that up and it was perfect. I think everything happens for a reason. And so the universe just gifted us that one tape and was like, yeah, here's the intro. So I was really happy with it. Maybe a bit emotional.
Yeah, it must have been an emotional experience. I mean, I look back at any footage of me as a younger kid and I barely even recognize myself. How is it looking back at all of these moments in your life and putting them to music?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I don't really think too much visually when I'm like creating music. So for it to come together, I was like, damn, I think it was more so beautiful. My favorite part, Brad, is like working with people to create the music. So working with the editor, shout out Gavin, who's on the record label, and having that come together and allowing him to be able to be like, I think this will look cool here. When people come together like that, that makes me emotional. Mm. And so I think that was the part of it that was powerful for me is like, damn, we came together and we created this piece of art and we're putting it out into the world.
What are the bits in the footage that people are kind of picking out and pointing out to you? Fans of the music who are watching the music videos, surely there are some moments in there where they're kind of going, oh my God, look at that.
Yeah. Well, I thought more people would mention like, I put like my ex-girlfriend in there and I thought people would mention that, but that didn't stick out. So that was probably something that stuck out for me. But for other people, I think it was just the baby footage. And I think people were like, that always hits you for some reason. I think when you see anyone who's like young as a kid, it's sort of crazy. It just, I think, puts into perspective how, you know, interesting this life on earth is, because like we grow up and we get taller and stuff. So most of the comments are just around the start of me being a little baby.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to think that everyone on this earth was a child at one point, even the most superior people in the most high power positions. They're all just little kids going off to their first day of school at some point, which is a weird thought.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, all right. Well, tell us about this next single that we're hearing from you very, very soon.
Yeah. So I have a new single. I'm not sure if I can say the name, but.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. But yeah, I have a new single. Okay, cool. I can go for it. I got the all clear. So I have a new single, Our Neighbor's Coming Out. And I wrote it from a concept, which is the first song I've ever really done like that. I usually write from just personal experience. But I was sitting in my bed and like, I think I heard the neighbors yelling. And I just thought it'd be interesting to sort of put a put that into perspective of someone hearing your most intimate conversations or arguments with someone. And yeah, I really am proud of the song and how it came together. I wrote it with Mike Waters, who just won a Grammy, which is so awesome for him, and Joel Quarterman.
Wow.
And yeah, it was a really cool song that came together. I explore, you know, doing, I call it a flow verse, but it's a bit of sort of, I guess you could say like rapping. And that's where I want to take it in the future. I just want to keep my options open as a performer on songs. So yeah, I'm excited for it.
Fantastic. Well, I'm excited to hear it. Will Hyde, it's been an absolute pleasure being able to pick your brain today and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me, Energy Groove Radio. Appreciate it. I have to come back.
Yes.
You'll have me.
Please do. Please do. All right. Will you stay safe?
You too, Brad. Stay safe in Sydney.
Didn't have a clue what I was getting into. It all made sense when I was in high school. It's funny how it changed for somebody to approve. Only now in the mirror I see what I stood to lose. 'Cause when I was younger I never thought that I would meet this side of me. But now that I'm older, I know all the failures are just the parts that make him me. If that boy were to meet me, I don't know if he'd like me. He'd probably say I'm a bad dream, while I'm here thinking the same thing. Soon he'll find over 2 years' time that life's an uphill fight. If that boy were to meet me, I know he wouldn't like me. I've never left the city, it don't ever feel the same. One second feels like heaven, the next I'm dying to escape. It should be easier to block out the noise, but how do you stop what you haven't felt before? 'Cause when I was younger, I never thought that I would meet this side of me. But now that I'm older, I know all the failures are just the parts that make him me. If that boy were to meet me, I don't know if he'd like me. He'd probably say I'm a bad dream, while I'm here thinking the same thing. Soon he'll find over 2 years' time that life's an uphill fight. If that boy were to meet me, no, he wouldn't like me. Now that I'm older, I know all the failures are just the parts that made him me.